Jerry Bader Show, 926. By the way, I haven't said anything about Mike Ellis that no one else has. Yet I have someone who knows you don't have the right story. You don't have the right story. Mike Ellis is not as much in denial as some people who would defend him is. And that's all I've got to say about that. On to another race that's very interesting. That is Tom Petri, of course, being challenged, at least by Glenn Grothman. And Glenn Grothman has angered a lot of people by impulsively jumping in the Republican primary, assuming Tom Petri runs, which I'm not assuming. I think it's a less than 50-50 chance right now, but that's simply my gut talking. That's all that is. Now, State Representative Dewey Strable. By the way, everyone's pronouncing his name Strobel, and I was pronouncing it Strobel. When I talked to him on the phone, he said Strable. That's what he said to me. I thought that's what I heard. So I'm calling him Dewey Strable. I had been calling him Strobel. Maybe I'll send him an email and ask for clarification. State Representative Dewey Strable was seen as the most likely and credible challenger to Petri. He was going to announce on Monday past, this past Monday, but did not because Grothman got in. The situation is fluid, and it changed his plan. But he sounded Monday, when we had him on the air, that he was still seriously considering it. He shared this with me. Dear Jerry, below is correspondence I recently sent to the Republican County chairs of the 6th Congressional District. It was a pleasure speaking with you over the weekend. Below is the press release I issued on April 7th regarding my possible candidacy for the 6th Congressional District seat. I also included a campaign piece I used during my first assembly race, which serves as an introductory resume of sorts. To recap, in mid-March, I was appointed by various parties regarding a possible challenge to the 6th Congressional District seat currently held by Tom Petri. I was humbled and honored that there are constituents and others who believe I have the qualifications to represent the 6th District as a conservative Republican in the House. Certainly, our state has produced a number of conservative Republicans like Governor Walker and leaders in Washington, Paul Ryan, Senator Johnson, but few have been instrumental in providing leadership for the country that we could be proud of. Their leadership, courage, and principles serve as an inspiration to me. While I personally like and respect Senator Glenn Grothman, the question is now is whether he will put forth a credible campaign to challenge an entrenched incumbent who starts with more than $1 million in his war chest and will raise even more. Early indications are Glenn does not intend to commit to a strong fundraising effort, which I believe will sadly result in a failed effort. As conservatives, we like to think our message alone will carry the day. I tell you what, just a little more on this after the news, because he sure sounds like a candidate. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of